天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，大家平安，欢迎收听天路导向。上期节目，麦克牧师跟我们谈论了关于花园的三个特点和花园与城市的分别。今天，麦克牧师将继续这个话题，让我们来一起聆听吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
Thanks once again for tuning in and listening to us.
再一次谢谢你收听我们的节目。
It is the desire of our hearts that God is using these messages to bless you.
我们心中祈愿神会借着这些信息来祝福你。
We have been studying the contrast between the garden and the city.
我们一直以来在研讨有关花园与城市的分别。
And we will continue to do this today.
今天我们会继续讲下去。
And I want to begin by saying,
首先我要跟大家说
that restlessness and rootlessness have become an epidemic in many societies in the world.
烦躁不安和失落无根的感觉已经像传染病一样的在世上许多社会中流行着。
Vast numbers of people are either running away from something,
很多的人要不是在逃避着某些东西
or desperately looking for something else,
就是迫切地在寻找着什么。
In fact, I have read many surveys which all give me the same following results.
事实上，我看过不少的调查报告，都给我下了同样的结论。
Only one in every six people are truly contented in life.
每六个人当中只有一个是对生命真正感到满足的。
Restlessness and discontentment leads to confusion.
烦躁不安和心不满足带来了困惑。
Now there are some people who are so confused that they don't even know what they want.
现在有些人甚至困惑到连自己要什么都不知道。
I read a story in a newspaper about a man who was constantly restless.
我在报上看到有关一个长期烦躁的人的故事。
He always wanted a bigger car and a bigger flat and a bigger house.
他整天想要有一辆更大的车子，一层更大的公寓，一栋更大的房子。
One day he decided to sell his large home and try to buy a bigger and better house.
有一天他决定了卖掉他的大房子，然后去买一栋更大更好的房子。
While he was reading the classified ads in the newspaper one morning, he saw a house for sale.
有天早上他看报上的分类广告时，他看到有一栋房子要出售。
He said, oh, that's exactly the house I want.
他说，啊，这正是我想要的房子。
So he called his realtor and said,
于是他就打电话给他的房屋经纪人说
A house described in today's newspaper is exactly what I'm looking for.
今天报上登的那房子正是我想找的。
I would like to go through it as soon as possible.
我想尽快的去看看那房子。
The agent asked him several questions about the house and then he said to him,
那房屋经纪人问了他几个有关房子的问题后，就对他说
But sir, this is your house you are describing. It's the one that we're trying to sell for you.
但是先生，你所形容的房子就是我们要帮你卖掉的那一栋啊。
Restlessness and rootlessness are not new.
烦躁不安和失落不定一点都不新鲜。
Ever since Adam and Eve were thrown outside of the Garden of Eden,
自从亚当和夏娃被赶出伊甸园之后
restlessness and discontentment became the direct result of the sin of disobedience to God.
叛逆神的罪直接造成了烦躁不安以及心不满足。
Ever since the fall of Adam and Eve,
自从亚当和夏娃堕落之后，
restlessness and wandering around became man's constant companion.
烦躁不安和漂泊流浪就成了人的常伴。
Let us read from the book of Genesis, chapter 4, verses 1 to 24.
让我们来读《创世纪》第四章一到二十四节。有一日，那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐，便说：“耶和华使我得了一个男子。”又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华。亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上，耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。”该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。耶和华对该隐说：“你兄弟亚伯在哪里？”他说：“我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？”耶和华说：“你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血，现在你必从这地受咒诅。你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。”该隐对耶和华说：“我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上，凡遇见我的必杀我。”耶和华对他说：“凡杀该隐的必遭报七倍。”耶和华就给该隐立了一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸东边挪得之地。该隐与妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕，生了以诺。该隐建造了一座城，就按着他儿子的名，将那城叫做以诺。以诺生以拿，以拿生米户亚利，米户亚利生马土撒利，马土撒利生拉麦，拉麦娶了两个妻，一个名叫亚大，一个名叫喜拉。亚大生亚巴，亚巴就是住帐篷牧养牲畜之人的祖师。亚巴的兄弟名叫尤巴，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。喜拉又生了土巴该隐，他是打造各样铜铁利器的。土巴该隐的妹子是拿玛。拉麦对他两个妻子说：“亚大、喜拉，听我的声音。”拉麦的妻子细听我的话语：“壮年人伤我，我把他杀了；少年人损我，我把他害了。若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦，必遭报七十七倍。”
The Bible tells us that one of Adam's and Eve's sons, Cain, killed his brother Abel in a fit of jealousy and envy.
圣经告诉我们，亚当和夏娃的儿子该隐因嫉妒的缘故杀了他的兄弟亚伯。
Then Cain grew afraid, so he went out and built a city.
之后该隐害怕起来，就逃跑出去并筑了一座城。
For Cain, the city was a place of escape from the face of God.
对该隐来说，这城是逃避去面对神的地方。
For Cain, the city was a place of hiding from God.
对该隐来说，这城是躲避神的地方。
For Cain, the city became a place of running away from God.
对该隐来说，这城变成了逃离神的地方。
Look at verse 11 of chapter 4 of the book of Genesis.
从创世纪第四章十一节来看，
The Lord told Cain that he was cursed because of what he did to his brother.
神告诉该隐，因为他对兄弟所做的事而受了咒诅。
So Cain thought that somebody else might kill him too.
因此该隐认为可能也有人会杀他。
In verse 15, God told Cain that he would not die right away.
在第十五节里，神告诉该隐他不会马上死。
But rather that he would live with the pain and the torment of his conscience.
然而他要一直受着良心责备的煎熬来过活。
As a punishment for what he did to his brother Abel.
当作他害他兄弟亚伯的惩罚。
But still, Cain did not believe God.
可是该隐还是没有相信神。
And lived in fear and restlessness.
还是活在恐惧和忧烦中。
As soon as he had a son, Cain built a city.
当该隐生了一个儿子后，他就筑了一座城。
What do you find in a city?
你在城里找到什么吗？
In the city there is entertainment.
在城里有娱乐。
That might help Cain forget his sin.
这可让该隐忘了他自己的罪。
In the city there are nightclubs.
在城里有夜总会。
That can help him forget the consequences of his sin.
那会让他忘记他犯罪所带来的后果。
In the city there is a hustle and a bustle that will help Cain occupy his mind.
在这城市里，营营役役的奔波，塞满了该隐的脑袋。
In the city there are business deals and business transactions that could help divert Cain's attention from his own guilt.
在这城里有繁忙的交易，可使该隐暂时地忘掉自己的罪恶。
In the city there is alcohol that might help deaden the pain of guilt.
在这城市里，酒精可麻醉他醉疚的痛苦。
In the city there are celebrations to attend to help erase the memory of sin.
在这城市里，可参加许多庆典，令他忘却他的罪。
Oh, but in reality nothing could muzzle the voice of God.
可是在现实里，没有东西可以掩盖神的声音。
God's voice was ringing in Cain's ear.
神的声音老在该隐的耳边响着。
No matter where he went,
不论他到哪里去，
he heard God saying, "Where is your brother?"
他老听到神说，你的兄弟在哪里？
The Bible said Cain went from God's presence and lived in the land of Nod east of Eden.
圣经上说，该隐躲避神，逃到伊甸东面的挪得之地住下来。
The word Nod literally means the land of wandering around.
挪得这字的意思为漂泊之地。
My listening friends, please listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听着。
What I am telling you is the truth.
我要告诉你一个真理。
It is the truth to me as well as it is to you.
对你和我，这是一个真理。
People might be able to run away from the conviction that God puts them under.
人纵然能够逃避神对他们的判罪。
But they will never be able to get away from the voice of God.
但他们永远不能躲得开神的声音。
They may think that they can run away from the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
他们以为可以逃离圣灵的判罪。
But they cannot escape the Spirit's prodding.
但他们躲不开圣灵的催逼。
No matter where you go,
不论你去到哪里。
No matter where you run,
不论你跑到哪里。
No matter how far you think you can escape,
不论你以为自己可以逃得有多远。
The fact is there is only one way to deal with sin and guilt.
事实是，只有一个方法去面对罪疚。
There is only one remedy for the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
只有一个方法来改正那圣灵对我们所判的罪。
There is only one way for the healing of the pain of guilt.
只有一个方法来治疗罪所带来的苦痛。
and it is not in running away from facing up to sin and guilt.
这不是逃开而不面对罪恶。
It is not escaping to some smooth words or temporary hiding places.
也不是逃到临时避难所或甜言蜜语中。
The way to deal with sin and guilt is in confession, repentance, and faith.
处理罪恶的方法就是认罪、悔改和相信神。
That is God's way.
这就是神的方法。
Can you imagine going to a doctor?
假想你跑去看医生。
And he tells you that you have cancer and you need to cut it out of your body as soon as possible.
他告诉你，你患了癌症，必须尽快地接受切除手术。
And after hearing this, you turn to the doctor and say,
你听见这消息之后，对医生说，
Oh no, I don't allow surgeon's knife to touch my body.
我不想让手术刀去碰我的身体。
Oh no, I am not up to facing surgery.
我不能面对手术。
Oh no, you are not going to remove that tumor from me.
你不能切除我的肿瘤。
And then you decide to go to another doctor.
然后你决定去看另外一个医生。
This time you go to a phony doctor.
这一次你去看一个假郎中。
This false doctor is willing to do whatever you want.
只要你想的，这个假郎中都愿意替你做。
And tell you whatever you want to hear.
并且说一些你想听的话。
So you walk around with a band-aid on the tumor.
于是你整天把膏药贴在肿瘤上。
Let me ask you another question.
让我问你另一个问题。
How long do you think it will be before the cancer kills you?
在癌症发作前你还能活多久呢？
Well, since sin and guilt is like a tumor,
罪就像毒瘤一样。
Only the one who loves you and cares for you would tell you to get it out.
只有那爱你、关怀你的人才会告诉你，应该开刀开掉它。
To remove it out of your body.
把它从你身上切除。
And then he might remove even some extra tissues just for good measure.
他甚至会多切除一点，以防万一。
The Bible said,
圣经说，
Cain built the city.
该隐筑了那座城。
From the last message, we saw that God placed his vice regents in the magnificent garden.
上次的信息中，我们看到神把他的助手安置在壮丽的花园里。
But Cain built the city.
但该隐筑了那座城。
Can you tell me the three things about the garden?
你能不能告诉我有关花园的三个重点？
Let us review them quickly.
让我们很快地温习一下。
Number one,
第一，
The Garden of Eden was picturesque.
伊甸园里美景如画。
Secondly,
第二，
The Garden of Eden was a place of provision.
伊甸园满有神的供应。
Thirdly,
第三，
The Garden of Eden was a place of protection.
伊甸园满有神的保护。
Now I will contrast the garden with the city.
现在我要将花园和城市来比较一下。
In the garden, there was no loneliness.
花园里没有孤单。
Adam and Eve had fellowship with God.
亚当和夏娃和神有亲密的交往。
In the garden, there was no pollution.
花园里没有污染。
In the garden, there was no fear.
花园里没有恐惧。
In the garden, there was no worries or the kind of anxiety that causes us to use elaborate alarm systems.
花园里没有忧虑、恐慌，以致我们需安装复杂的警报系统。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because in the Garden of Eden, God was their protector.
因为在伊甸园里，神是他们的保护。
In the garden, there was no possibility of economic collapse.
在花园里没有经济崩溃。
Why?
为什么?
Because God was their provider.
因为神是他们的供应。
God built the garden.
神造了花园。
But Cain built the city.
但该隐筑了那座城。
I want you to tune in next broadcast when I'll tell you four things about the city of man which contrast with the garden of God.
我期望你继续收听下次的节目，我将会跟大家讨论有关人造的城市的四件事，和他们跟神造的花园对比。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再见。
这么多的见证人，像云彩围绕着我们，就应该放下各样重担，脱下缠累我们的罪。既然有这么多的见证人，像云彩围绕着我们，一见证的心向前奔跑，那摆在我们前面的路程，让我们专心专心仰望耶稣，那信心的创始完成者，以合一的心并存忍耐奔跑我们前面的路程，让我们专心专心依靠耶稣，旷野中的安慰引领者，以喜乐的心并存盼望奔跑我们前面的路程。既然有这么多的见证人，像云彩围绕着我们，就应该放下各样重担，脱下缠累我们的罪。既然有这么多的见证人，像云彩围绕着我们，一见人的心向前奔跑，那摆在我们前面的路程、yeah。专心仰望耶稣，那信心的创始完成者，以合一的心并存忍耐奔跑我们前面的路程，让我们专心专心依靠耶稣，旷野中的安慰引领者，以喜乐的心并存盼望奔跑我们前面的路程。专心仰望耶稣，
仰望耶稣，
那信心的创始完成者，以合一的心，心存忍耐，奔跑我们前面的路程。让我们专心，
专心，
专心依靠耶稣，
依靠耶稣，
谎言中的安慰引领着，以喜乐的心，并存盼望，奔跑我们前面的路程。
来奔跑我们前面的路程。
非常感谢您收听天路导向节目。生活在这个充斥着金钱、权力、欲望和罪恶的社会之中，我们每个人心中是否都向往着那一方宁静又美丽的净土呢？如果是，那现在我们应该放弃什么而去追求什么呢？这真的很值得我们去思考。愿神祝福你们每一个人，我们下期再见。
我曾经像一只小小飞鸟，飞摇在这蓝天海上，我无时无刻彷徨无助，找不到可以倾诉。
我曾经像一只小小飞鸟，穿梭在这城市之中，我正在寻找那慈爱双手，那就是主耶稣。
主啊，我要回到你身旁，我要回到你身旁，那慈爱双手正等着我来拥抱我。
主啊，我要回到你身旁，我要回到你身旁，那慈爱双手来拥抱我，那就是主耶稣。
曾经像一只小小飞鸟，飞摇在这蓝天海上，我无时无刻彷徨无助，找不到可以倾诉。我曾经像一只小小飞鸟，穿梭在这城市之中，我正在寻找那慈爱双手，那就是主耶稣。主啊，我。